We're doing in Yaakov. We're up to a fascinating Gemara in the end of the ninth chapter of Tractate Shabbat. And the Gemara is focused on a famous pasuk where Hashem says, "Let's argue, my kids, the Jewish people. Let's argue and we'll see how you've behaved, misbehaved, and how I'm willing to forgive you." L'chuna v'nivakcha yomar Hashem. So Darash Rava. Rava taught a medrash. What does the verse mean in the beginning of Yeshaya and the beginning of the prophet Isaiah? Hashem tells the Jewish people, "Lechu na, let us go, please. V'nivakcha, and we will argue or prove." Yomar Hashem, says Hashem, "Lechu na." Why does God say, "Let us go"? Bo'u na mi ba'ilei. Hashem should have said, "Let us come. Come to me. Come to together. Let's judge this." What is Hashem saying? Let's go. Yomar Hashem, Amar Hashem Ibaile. Why does the prophet describe Hashem will say? Should have said Hashem did say. So Rava explains, La'atid lavo, in the future, Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. God says to the Jewish people, Lechuna etzel avotechem yochichu etchem. Go to your forefathers, let them rebuke you. So when Hashem comes to judge the Jewish people, He says, go to your forefathers, go to the avos, the patriarchs, let them rebuke you. And the Jewish people say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Etzel Minelech, who do you want us to go to? Who's going to be so kind to us? Etzel Avraham, you want us to go to Abraham? She Amalta Lo Yada Teida, you told Avraham that his descendants would suffer through four exiles. What is it saying? Avraham had faith in you. Velo Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu, he didn't stand there and argue with you, he didn't ask for mercy. When it came to other situations in Avram's life, he asked for mercy, Sdom Namora. When it came to us, Avram Avinu heard we were going to suffer and he remained silent. Why would we go to Avram about our transgressions? Sure, we've suffered these four exiles and we haven't lived up to our end of the deal, but Avram wasn't there for us at that moment when you made the decree. We don't want to go to Avram. He's not the one to go to. You want us to go to Yitzchak? Well, Yitzchak caused part of the problem. Yitzchak berecht Esav. Yitzchak blessed his son Esav. Part of our suffering in this fourth exile is at the hands of Esav. And Yitzchak says to Esav, Ayak asher tarid. When the Jewish people don't live up to their responsibility, Esav, you'll succeed at the sword. So why would we go to Yitzchak for him to be the one to help us and give us mercy? He didn't ask for mercy then. On the contrary, he sided with Esav then. Etzel Yaakov, you want us to go to our patriarch Yaakov, you said to him, Anochi Redimcha Mitzrayim, you said, I'll go down with you to Egypt, and I'll bring you back, don't worry, you'll die in peace. And Yaakov accepted that when you said that. What about the rest of the generations? What about his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they would suffer in exile? Yaakov goes down in peace. You told him he would come back and rest in peace in the cave of the patriarchs, Ma'at HaMachpelah. Yaakov didn't pray on our behalf. Lo bikesh rachamim aleinu. Etzel min erech. Achshav yomar Hashem. So they said, the Jewish people say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, our patriarchs weren't there for us with regards to the exile. They did not pray to have mercy on us in our exile. We want you, Hashem. All this exile we've suffered, you're telling us, go, lechuna, go to your patriarchs, let them rebuke you. No, we want your rebuke, because they were willing to let us undergo the exile. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Hoil v'tilitem atzmechem bi. You've turned to me. You want me to be the one to judge you, because you're saying you don't trust the forefathers to have mercy on you. They were willing to let you undergo the exile. In that case, I will be willing to take your transgressions, even there, if they're as red thread, I will turn them white as snow. And that's the Gemara will pick up here. Bezant Shem, next time we'll continue with this idea that our patriarchs were willing to let us undergo difficulties. And you'll see it as a parent. Very often as a parent, you love a kid, and you're also willing to let them undergo difficulties. You say, they got to go through that. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, where they said, they got to go through that. And so the Jewish people, the kid says, that's not what I need you for. I want you to be there to have mercy on me. Very often, as children, we also look at the parent and say, don't let the teacher punish me, help me out here, right? When a kid sometimes asks, let me stay home, and you say, why? And the kid says, I have a test. And you say, no, go deal with the test. And the kid says, I'm not ready. So what do you say as a parent? Sometimes you say, well, it's your responsibility to be ready. What do you mean you're not ready? But maybe you should say, okay, let's see if we can find a good reason for you to stay home. Maybe you'll deal with the test tomorrow, but get ready for it. You have to think about what your responsibility as a parent is. It's not always one-sided. It's not always right to tell the kid, go deal. Sometimes the correct answer is, okay, this time I'm going to let you get away with it. Let's see how you can deal with it, and then next time you'll be ready. There has to be rachamim as a parent. Our job as a parent isn't only to educate. It's also to teach our kids what love is. That love is not only about what are your responsibilities. Love is also about maybe you deserve it and I'll still help you get out of it. There's a balance. Very often, specifically fathers are very tough. Deal, learn to deal. And maybe not. Maybe learn to love. Maybe learn that sometimes I'll let you get away with it. The mercy of a father. I'm just saying there is another side. And sometimes as parents, specifically as fathers, we're weak on that side, and we have to strengthen that side in our education as well.